Riverside continues into their postseason run tonight as they won 5 straight games. Head coach Nick Crone points their recent success to solidifying their defense as they've adjusted from zone defense to man-to-man to find what works best for them. Now, the team is clicking on all cylinders.
You know, we've worked a lot after Christmas just defensively, doing some getting in and out of some things. Before Christmas, we kind of thought sometimes we're a zone team, and then we thought, oh, maybe we're a man team, and we kind of bounced back and forth. We just have really worked on solidifying that. I mean, we've held some teams under 40% field goal shooting, and you know, some teams in the 30s and 40s, which has been big over the last couple of weeks. And we've had a lot of guys kind of step up and contribute. I think it was big. You know, even think we play. You know, we have 4 seniors and basically 4 freshmen, sophomores that kind of round out our lineup. So, you know, there were some growing pains a little bit there, you know, getting the freshmen up to speed and then getting everybody playing together. And you know, I feel like we're kind of clicking right now on a lot of cylinders.
While the defense has been the key, the offense still has to go down and score. And that offense is led by senior Grady Jepson. In regional action, Jepson is leading boys basketball as one of the point leaders with 36 points. Over half the Bulldogs' points in their last game against St. Albert. The level play that he is at has been a big stepping stone for the Bulldogs and has attracted attention.
The work he's done has just been incredible, and the level that he's raised our other players too, his senior colleagues, they've all stepped up huge with him. The freshmen, I mean, he's really helped bring the freshmen along. So yeah, not only his game, but also what he does for others around him. Yeah, he's seen. I've never coached a player that's drawn that much attention from, you know, boxing one, triangle and twos, double teams, triple teams. So really having to navigate that all while playing, you know, 29, 30, 31 minutes a game, that's pretty impressive. It says something to his strength and conditioning as well.
One player who has demonstrated growth this season is Mason McCready, who had 13 points and 3 assists in the last game against St. Albert's. He has been right behind Jepson in every game this season and is shooting 36.7% from the field and 34.3% from beyond the arc.
Yeah, you know, we really needed, we knew Grady could score. We really needed that number two score. You know, we knew Mason could do it. Mason's percentage this year have almost all doubled, a lot of different footwork stuff. And I think, you know, you're seeing the benefits of that right now. Because, yeah, I think his overall field goal percentage and three-point percentage are double. You know, that was shooting efficiency was something he struggled with in the past. Now, just to kind of put your nose down and work on it this summer, like, I'm really proud of the work he did. And, you know, getting the 8 three-pointers in a game, a couple games back, I'm just really proud of him because that's a manifestation of the work that he's put into. So really proud of that.
Tonight, the Bulldogs will be taking on the Exira EHK Spartans in regional action. The Spartans are led this season by Cash Amgarten and Aiden Flathers, who are scoring 18 and 13.4 points per game, respectively. This senior-heavy Spartans team will bring all the energy and physicality into tonight's regional game.
They're good. They're senior heavy. I mean, there's a lot of, to me, on our schedule, a lot of similarities between them and Underwood. They got some athletes, some size, some shooters. Yeah, they're really good. I mean, Cash and Flathers, I mean, they do a really, really good job. And then their bigs do a really good job of rebounding. You know, the bigs do a pretty good job playing defense. So, you know, I know they're a really good defensive team. They can be a really special offensive team as well. And they're senior led and senior heavy, and they're gritty and tough. So we're going to have to play really well to compete with them. And I'm really excited because I think, you know, if both teams play well, it could be quite a fun game to watch.
Riverside travels to Exira EHK and Elkhorn to take on the Spartans tonight with a 7 p.m. tip off. KS95.7 will be broadcasting tonight's game with a 6:40 p.m. pregame show, as myself, Zach Collins, will be on the call.